Blog Talk Radio.
This is Where is Renegade Witches Blog. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done. Let me get in. So right now, we're just waiting for the other host. We're just waiting for Sandy. However, this topic is called the Sambo Pussy Niggas, Fetishes, and Sex Energies, basically being motherfucking Trey Songz like a motherfucker. That's the fucking what's up. So here it is. I'm going to open up these energies and vibrations with our fucking ancestors, and I said our fucking ancestors from our bloodline to the unknowns, to the upright, to the dirt, to the ground, to the spirits above, to the first level, second level, third level, fourth motherfucking level. I come on the side of my father's side of the ancestors. I come on the side of my mother's side of the ancestors. I come on the side of the unknowns going all the way back, no matter where they are, who they are, what they about. I even come on the side again where I even focus on my motherfucking father, which his name is Leroy, the pit man who dealt with women, who know the what's up. So I'm going to hit it off, and I'm also going to open up these fucking energies with Sandy's fucking ancestors on her father's side. I didn't say mother, because you know when you got issues, you know some of them ancestors are ride and die, but if there are ancestors that are fucking out there that are riding for Sandy on the mother's side, make yourself present. But I'm going to call on the ancestors on her father's side, from the men to the women to the children to the unknown. So now Sandy is in the mix. I'm going to log her motherfucking in. Sandy, I can hear you. Yes, okay, I can.
Good.
So
no,
just let everybody know you're here.
Okay. Yes, I'm out of the cornfield. I'm out of the cornfield. For right now. Okay.
You know, until somebody puts spells on you and makes you wither up, and you know, get in a car accident, right? You know the what's up. You know
that's
the
right.
What's
or
up.
Throwing a COVID.
Don't forget they throw a COVID. Throwing COVID spell. What with that one? Or trying to send Shango spells to go through the electric. You know what I'm talking about. Sending demons and shit. You know, because we right here in motherfucking California. We in the fucking Bay Area, right? Because we had the electrical storm. You know what's up in Southern California? Because you know either you is in the mix burning that shit the fuck down where it look like some volcano ass shit. Let me turn this shit off. So, Sandy, so the topic motherfucking today is the Sambo Pussy Niggas, Fetishes, and Sex Energies, niggas basically being Trey Songz with their fucking fetishes. I'm going to start off with you because we were in conversation, and you was reading some shit to me, and I just kind of want to start off with the flow of your observations or what you were reading. That I was like, what? Go ahead.
Okay, we were talking about so much. The last thing I was reading was about white women, which your face almost fell off when I was telling you. White women, there was this conversation amongst white women talking about, you know, having sex with black men and stuff. And the question was thrown out what their experiences were, right? Because people wanted to know what white women experiences were that, you know, date black men. And I told you about how they all said the same shit, that black men like for them to call them niggas in bed, that they give them a pass. That's what made you horrified when I told you that black men give non-black women passes to call, but specifically white women, to call them niggers or niggas in bed. And you were horrified by that. And I think what I was talking about is that, you know, black guys have this, they're so hypocritical, and society in general is hypocritical. They always want to talk shit about black women that date outside or have sex with, you know, whether it's white men, but mostly white men, or, you know, Latin men, or whoever. There's always that focus and all that bullshit that is thrown at them, but never with black men. And who knew this was going on with black men, that they want to be called niggers in bed by white chicks? And I was tripping off of that, because the focus is always on what, you know, calling black women bed wenches and all this other bullshit, which is really nobody's business on who somebody is fucking. But there's no light shine on what black men are doing over here. Yeah, we see them having sex with white women, but we're not finding, you know, we didn't know about them letting white women call them niggas, which falls over into everyday other life, and come across a white bitch that thinks it's okay to call you a nigga. You know what I mean? So
I find what you're saying very interesting, because this ties into so many dynamics that it does a domino effect. And you're right, my face cracked, because I've heard niggas say bed warmers, bed wench, sample bitches. Oh, she's this, she's that, right? The black woman.
Right.
We even get our pussies capped on. I seen some shit, and I discussed this in a video, where I seen Summer Walker, which is a singer, showing her vagina. The first thing they said, people on Twitter said, it looked like her pussy stank. Okay? And every time you look, we got niggas always attacking the black woman's vagina.
Mm-hmm.
We have an energy going on with Megan Thee Stallion with them feet shot. And we got niggas out here caping, talking about hashtag and shit, which is on bullshit. But it's always something on bullshit with black women.
Mm-hmm.
This show will be about, wait a minute, let's show these niggas and their bullshit and their fetishes. Let's talk about how they like to fuck white women that look like Sarah Jack, a man dude. We got whole Obamas out here following the bitch. We got,
and you
remember the bitch you showed me, Alexia Trey Songz with his ass? And I said, that's not Trey
Songz. Oh. That's right. You refused to believe that that was his ass. She black ass.
To believe that is fucking Trey Songz
squatting over a white woman. I hope it's a woman, because you never know nowadays. And he looked like a bitch squatting over her mouth. And you refused to believe that that was his ass.
Let me say this. In San Francisco, I've been seeing these new energies of watered-down niggas. And they be up there wanting white women to cradle them. But we have never thought about fetishes, because you deal with white men, you deal with Latin men. You know what they do, right? But in your experience, you ever seen fetishes or admitted fetishes of black men? This is social media. As you do your research.
No, I really haven't.
Okay.
Just until now, I'm starting to see it. But for the most part, I've never seen it. But actually, that's not true. I have. It's that whole race play stuff with black men.
Okay. Okay.
And you know, some other shit, but it's on the low. It's on the real low.
It's funny because you said race play. Now, race play has mostly been connected to black women. And they were called, of course, bed witch and bed warmers, right? In this society, we have black men who attack black women at any source that they feel that they're being whitewashed. Black women get attacked if they go out of their black energy with another race, then it's considered a fetish. Meanwhile, niggas ain't really fucking with us like that, right?
Right.
But then why do we go out of our race, not our ethnicity, because you know some niggas are real techno racist, the human race. What I'm saying is when we go out of our culture and ethnicity, I don't believe that that's just something we just want to do, okay? And I don't believe that we want to get fetished. We don't want to get Trey Songz. But we do see energy in the porn industry or some black women who may have issues with them vibrations. But most black women are just looking for love and don't want to be lonely. We're not trying to get anybody, you know, to do fetishes or Trey Songz, okay? What do you think about that?
We discussed that, too. And like you just said, for some black women, or at least I'm going to say for myself, I'll date anybody, but depending on, you know, who they are as a person, because sometimes you just don't have the same, you know, have the same mindset, or, you know, you like to do the same things or whatever. I'm talking about when you date outside your race. Sometimes you're a little more compatible with other people. But I have, in my experience, I have never, ever experienced a white man wanting to pee on me, but there's this thing with black men wanting to pee on women, but nobody knows that because they kind of keep that on the low. So it's like there's a lot of things going on with black men that you're just not really realizing that it's there. But I think it's that whole thing of let's not focus on them. Let's focus on the black women, because black women create and, you know, procreate and all that kind of shit. And I think there's a concern with us having little mixed babies and all that stuff. But for the most part, black women just want to be, we just want to have, well, in my case, you know, romance and just experience life and fall in love and date and be wanted and desired. And I've always said that regardless of what you look like, what you have, a non-black man will always focus on you as a person and care less about what you look like and what you do. And it's just about you and getting to know you. And there's nothing else in that. Now, there are some white men that do like to fetishize black women. And those are the ones you got to watch out for. But with black men, the what I observe is just about feeding their needs and their desires, which is being able to control control a white woman. Then it's about aesthetics, because we talked about this too. They feel that their private parts, their genitals, you know, their vagina is prettier, whatever the fuck that means. Because I told you once.
Let's stop there mm-hmm. for a moment, because that ties into what the fuck I was saying about Summer Walker, about her vagina. Think about that mm-hmm. whole conversation we had about black men questioning the darkness in between our legs or behind our mm-hmm. or behind our butt or like underneath. Now, what do you mean mm-hmm. by they think their vaginas are pretty? Because I've seen that shit, and I've seen niggas holler at you, ooh, that white girl pussy is beautiful. White girl pussy are cute. They look clean. Talk about that one. Because
to me,
that's some fetish-ass shit right there.
It really is. I, from what I've seen and what I have experienced, is that I told you, I've heard black friends of mine, dudes have said they don't like the way that black women pussies look, because it looks dark. You know, it looks dirty, it looks dark. It looks black. It's discolored in their eyes, right? So it's in their eyes to whether it's white skin, Latin skin, whatever. If it's white and fair, that's beautiful in their eyes. That's desirable in their eyes, because there's nothing there. It's just, you know, it's just pale skin. But we were talking about that in the, because we were telling you, who was it that was involved in porn, as you know?
Which one?
You said, was your brother that was involved in
exactly.
porn?
Exactly. Yeah, my brother.
And, okay, when we were talking about, you know, the looks, you know, the appearance of black vaginas compared to white vaginas, that's how we got in the discussion about the pornography and shit. And when niggas look at porn, for the most part, they're seeing private, pretty, so-called pretty private parts. But we also mm-hmm. know that in the porn industry, that black women would also, they bleach their vaginas to make them
mm-hmm.
look somewhat attractive or appealing or whatever. And so mm-hmm. I think they have that idea in their mind when they're getting with you, thinking that, oh, well, there's something wrong with your shit. Your shit look like it's stank, or it looks like it's dirty, or it looks this, or it looks that. And that's just a bunch of bullshit. But it's all based
on what
they're saying.
What's also very interesting about that is I believe that is a ritual. Because in porn has created this atmospheric of a facade, okay, especially of white pussy, okay,
mm-hmm.
and white bitches. And I've been looking at porn since I was a little girl, to be honest with you. And it was as if, like, I'm a boy, you know, because most boys are the ones that would sit up there and be looking at porn. And I've been looking at it. I've seen lesbian porn. I've seen heterosexual porn. I've seen male-to-male gay porn. I've seen it all. And there is a certain freakiness and philosophy of white bitches and their bodies and the freakiness that they have. There was a time that black men didn't practice certain energies on black women, which it came up to orgies. Which came up to gang banging, which it came up to anal sex, because that was all white bitches. That's what the fuck they did. They were the freak nasty. Now, in the last couple of years, what's very interesting is that black women have shifted, not for the best, but for the worst, which caused this whole harlot whore Jezebel type of energy. Then let alone, we'll get the Sukianas. We'll get the Megan Thee Stallions. We're not talking about Little Kim and Foxy Brown and Kaya and Adrina and Adina Howard or even Two Live Crew. That was a different demand, a different dynamic. We straight getting whores. It has a philosophy like certain white women in the porn industry. Because at what time black women didn't do that whole anal sex shit again, unless she was a freak nasty bitch. They didn't do all that sharing of men and bringing in other bitches in the fucking relationship, fucking on their husbands and boyfriends to please the man. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Unless they hung around white motherfuckers. Now, my brother, I talked about it in the video. He, his wife, will always be fucking on some body. And my brother, being around white motherfuckers, started to have that threesome shit. He found a black bitch to get down with him, but that bitch was on some kind of drugs or something. Okay? And she was a freak nasty and doing shit. So, again, it's always tied in to some kind of white woman who brings in an energy. Okay? So now you got these niggas talking about pretty pink pussy, then turn around and then you get some Trey Song nigga getting his ass licked, dick balls licked, scrotum licked, what else? His prostate licked, asshole licked. Like, that's the thing to do. Now, you know some niggas say, nah, that's gay. I don't do that. I don't do that. You're lying, nigga. You're lying, nigga, because I know you do, because I know niggas will be like, you know, I just don't tell nobody that, you know. Okay? Or go fuck around with a white bitch that's a freak nasty bitch and get with a black woman and then be bored because the black yeah. woman is not doing all that shit. And then what happens is the black woman will devalue her vagina, her life, her energy, her body, her heart, just to please a nigga who's really under the fetish spell.
Yeah.
I mean, as we sitting up here talking about niggas peeing on bitches, that's that white shit. Because remember, I think in
yeah.
the UK, that's the first time that's when I heard about it. Okay?
Well, you know, white women also have a habit of they like to take dildos or vibrators, and stick them in men asses too. And
okay.
then because I've told you this a couple of times, because I just talked to, I got all kind of people I talk to, and they pretty much tell me the same thing. And I'm like, you don't think that's kind of gay? And they're like, no, but these are white guys, right? And they will say that they have been introduced by a white woman, and they think that's okay. So it's very easy for, you know, white women to do that to black men, but black men will tell you no, that ain't never happened. Even if you ask them if they've had a finger in their ass, no, you have your ass eaten, no. And they be straight lying. They be straight lying, because any black dude that dates a white chick, you can pretty much guarantee he done did some shit that's a little gay. But he may not view it as gay. But white chicks have a tendency to, they do shit like that. Now, how do you think that's not gay? That you letting this bitch stick a vibrator up in your ass to stimulate your ass?
Now, what is very interesting is this. Black men, I don't know if you've seen that shit. I forgot if it was a Florida sheriff. He got caught in some shit where his ass had his legs wide up and wide open. And there was a white man on one side with his cock holding and a white bitch on the other side. Okay? Now, I've seen shit with now I'm going to call these freak nasty niggas, the fetish niggas, the Sambo-ass niggas, because I'm speaking Sambo and metaphoric, but Sambo-ass niggas will get gangbanged by a white bitch and a white man. And they take in turn fucking him in the ass, sucking his dick, smutting him out. ejaculating on him or sucking on his dick while the white, while eating the white bitch pussy. More or less. Turn it around. Be sucking the white man's dick while the white woman is fucking him in the ass. Meanwhile, they get on our line. Oh, she getting smut out. Because some white bitches, I mean, some black bitches sit up and get paid to have a white motherfucker call her a nigger bitch and write nigger on her. I get that. But nigga, let's talk about you being called nigger and nigger. Call me nigger and nigger. Because you're fantasized. Because you are under a ritual that you are the descendants of motherfuckers, which are our ancestors who are under the same rituals, the men. Let's go back. You niggas been under rituals for a minute. I'm sick and tired of you clowning us black women, and you niggas be on a low. And guess what? Light-skinned bitches, black, I mean, and you black and you light-skinned, you're freak nasties too. Because some niggas will sit up and say, I got a black woman, but you got this high yellow mixed-looking black woman. I'm going to say black because you know some of the mixed chicks don't claim themselves as black.
Right.
Or she is black. But she freak nasty too. As a matter of fact, she's putting on a dildo fucking you in the ass on the under. Now, so now people want to clown on Trey Songz because isn't he the panty dropper? But he fantasizes about white women
and let them call him nigga.
And let them call him nigga. Because it's a world. It's a philosophy. It's a whole philosophy behind that. But our main issue is, no, let's really put this out here. They keep talking about niggas, I guess, being, how can I say it, on down low or fucking with men. Because that's more and more. And that's a fucking fetish. But let's go back and talk about the porn industry. Because I remember being in conversation, and I'm just going to call him Capricorn. We were in conversation, and he was explaining to me, hey, are you noticing there are more heterosexual women and men in porn, but they're interracial? Because there's a belief and a philosophy, if you date a white woman and you're a black man, you're gay. So they're saying that you're seeing more black men in porn with white bitches, but in a way it turns into gay sex or homosexuality. Because remember when you and I was up in what was that? That's Hot Topic. And there was a white man the white guy who worked there said, you know, I wouldn't wear that. And then the white girl was testing his pippin and his manhood on wearing something feminine. Because nowadays, men can't even be men without somebody testing them. And white girls have a habit of...
They do.
So if you get with a black guy, is the white girl trying to make him explore? And he liked the feeling. He like what it is. Is there some kind of confusion? You tell me, because you read the shit.
I don't believe there's any confusion. I was once on Facebook, and you know I be in them petty groups and shit. And somebody asked some question about I think it was a talk about anal sex. And the white chick said her husband loved it. She tried it on him for the first time, and he loved it, right? And I said, I asked her, I was like, what color is your husband? And she said, he's black. And I'm like, and do you do it to him often? And she said, yeah. And I said, and he loves it. She said, yes, he loves it. I said, was that the first time? And she said, yeah, that was his first time when he got with her. But, you know, I was curious that, okay, was he dating black women all along? And then he just hooked up with her, and then, you know, they got married, and then she kind of basically flipped him out by eating his ass and shit.
Mm.
But that happens a lot. So I don't know what to say. I just think that there's this whole fucked up double standard of what goes on in the focus of what the fuck black women are doing with white men or any other colored men. But you know, you have this whole shit over here going on with the black men, and I'm reading shit all the time. Like, there's this one thing that I seen on Twitter. I think I was telling you about the post of what the white chicks were saying. Like, this one chick, I have it right here. She said, I dated a black guy once, and I remember one time we were bumping music, and I censored myself, as I should. And he said, you know you can say that. You can say it, right? And I was like, nah, I'm good. At that moment, I knew why he only dated white girls and had white friends only. Then you have another white chick saying, oh, just wait until you've been asked to say it in bed while having sex. It's a no for me, love. So you got that one. You got this other chick that says, I dated one once, and he wanted me to fetishize him. He wanted me to tell him how he's better looking and better in bed than the Hispanic men I dated. He also mentioned how a few women before me told him how he fulfilled their black man fantasy. Dropped him after 5 days. And then this other chick said, same shit happened to me. He told me I could have a N-word pass, and I told him absolutely not. So, like I said earlier, if you have them doing this shit right here, and then these white bitches, not all of them, but some of them, later on think that they can get with a black woman in a fucked up kind of way or come at them wrong, and then they're spouting, I'm calling you a nigga. Well, are they calling you a nigga over here because this nigga over here that she was dating said it's okay, you get a pass, and now you're going to end up having that white woman get her ass beat because she's going to say that to the wrong nigga. Because that's what happened. You don't give them a pass. Why are you giving them a pass to call you nigga in bed? Because they're going to take that pass somewhere else and think it's okay, and then they're going to end up fucked up in the hospital because they may come across the wrong one. Because even out here, we notice that these new millennials, you know, this younger generation are okay with being called nigger by non-black people, or even hearing nigger from non-black people and they ain't saying shit. So it's just kind of makes you think, are those the same niggers that want to be called nigger in bed by a white woman? Is it a millennial thing? I mean, you think your baby daddy's letting I'm not gonna call her name, but you think he letting white women call him niggas? I doubt it.
He letting something because he like his dick to be gone to death.
Oh my God, you gonna
bitch don't have teeth and shit. Cut this shit out. Thank you for bringing that nigga up. So,
I'm dead.
That nigga was in a fantasy about white bitches and Latinas. And me, I didn't understand what the fuck was going on at first, right?
Uh-huh.
And he would have babies by black women, but he had a theme about white bitches and Latinas. And I remember one day he was up in the fucking drug rehab, because I can keep it real, because you know his mama put the witch spell on him to be on drugs and shit, then pulled out an insurance policy to try to kill him off. So she made sure to go to the other witches to make sure he was, you know, on dope and shit, right? So
yeah,
you know what's up with that one. So I went to go. So I went to go visit him at Walden House in San Francisco on Hay Street.
Niggas don't Google that, you know that.
You know it's his son, because you know, remember I told you that all I said was that I went to McAteer, next thing you know, a prop came up and said, dang! And it literally said, dang! People been trying. I'm like, what? So you know niggas nosy and then some, because you know they just nosy as fuck. Here it is. I pieced some shit. So there was another nigga up in there who was dating a Latina. The Latina worked at a taqueria. And she was bringing him shit from the taqueria. The bitch didn't know English the first.
What?
And he was, and she taught him Spanish, because you know some niggas get with bitches because they think it's exotico. So
yeah.
as he believed she was exotico, because all he had to do was get off some drugs, his fucking stuff, take his ass to school and get educated and learn Spanish and more. He had to get him a supposed exotico chick that worked at a taqueria. So she's bringing him food and shit, right? He's looking, then you know, my baby daddy looking at me like, bitch, where's my food? Nigga, I don't know. Get your ass out of fucking rehab. Get yourself together. Buy me some fucking food, nigga. So I'm like, wait a minute. Nigga, why you looking at this medical chick who can set up and bought some fucking food and shit, right? I kind of like, wait a minute, he tripping. What the fuck is going on here? Huh. The next thing I know, my baby daddy, started cheating on me. Got himself a Latina, which is a gummy bitch. Got another bitch, a white bitch, who's hard on the eyes, who weighs 1,000 pounds. Okay, Sandy.
She refrigerator built.
So, yes, he has fetishes. My kids were horrified because they caught him, wait a minute, they caught him twerking and then came back and asked if I'm the daddy gay. I said, I don't know about him twerking. What you talking about? We went to go visit him because, you know, I don't give a fuck. He was with the gummy bear bitch at her house, and I let my kids go because, you know, I'm not a hater. He said, Daddy was twerking. I said, what the fuck? They condone behaviors. That my baby daddy seen the radical chick bring food to the nigga, then went and got himself an exotico of the same sort. And that says a lot.
And he twerking.
There you go. That's a fetish within itself.
What would you have done if you seen him twerking?
I would have said, you know, I would have looked at him like, what's up with you? Because one day he asked me about transsexuals. Because he felt very strongly about that world. Then out the blue, he said, do you have issues with transsexuals? I said, no, but what's up with you, though? Why are you asking me that?
You think because he was in jail?
No. The CDC had come here and said a bitch had COVID. And I wondered, I said, oh, shit, he's in that life. What? Something shifted. Once he got away from black women and he became comfortable in that world of white woman exotico, and he can do and be whatever he want to be without judgment. Because as black women, we want masculine men.
Yeah.
And my brother, I told you, my brother said it well. He said, these niggas out here are pussyfoot. They sit up and act like they don't know how to deal with black women. But that's because they punk bitches.
Yeah.
But these niggas be on pussy game, meaning weak. That's because they asses be up here Trey Song the fuck out and be into fetishes and get caught up and be on weak shit. And then them and then them white bitches and exotico bitches, let them be who they are. It's on the same line. Now remember what happened at the Nas concert with the nigga with the white bitch that needed to be free from him?
Oh, yeah. That poor woman. That poor woman. Oh, my God.
Now, in
woman.
Her eyes, he's powerful and strong. In our eyes, we were like, hey, wink, wink, do you need us to help you get away from this weak nigga?
Because even though
he is, you don't know who he is.
All she, I believe she, yeah, she did. She wanted to flee from him as
she said,
fast
flee.
As possible. Because she looked like she was trapped. And I just remember her, yeah, she had all of this masculinity in her eyes, being protective of her, but he still trapped her because he wouldn't let her be free. He wouldn't let her out of his little space. And it was like he was like a territorial animal, and she couldn't be free. And it's weird because I told you that's why I kind of like dating, you know, kind of why I like dating white guys or guys from other, maybe not as Latin men can be kind of interesting, but white men, they just let you be free. They just, you want to do that? Okay, let's do that. You want to go here? Okay, that's great. Let's go over here. They just kind of let you just go and do you, and they are supportive and all that kind of shit, and they're not, you know, unless you get a crazy one. You know, they're not obsessive and they're not possessive and they're not going to try to keep you caged up like an animal and shit. They just let you go and be free, or at least the ones I know and the ones I've dated. But that black man just, and just remembering what it was like dating black men, is just like they want to have you confined and restricted, and that's all I seen in her. She just wanted to get the fuck away. She just wanted to have a good time and dance. But even with that, he had a hold on it, but then again, they seem to treat white women and Latin women like that. And it seemed like they're the ones that more likely will kill their white woman or Latin woman because they are that possessive and obsessive with them as opposed to us. Because remember, you said when you seen him that he looked like an abuser.
Exactly.
And he really wouldn't let her out of his sight. It was like, God damn, let the woman dance. She want to be free. But he controlled her, you know, he controlled her space. And that's a fucked up feeling, is to have somebody control your space.
But keep this for a moment. Remember yesterday you were telling me about Snoop Dogg and you were saying, wow, his dick was very questionable to you? And
yeah. And
the only thing that popped in my head was like, damn, he got a lot of nerves be cheating, and you got a black woman looking at your dick saying it's questionable, but some other exotico is sucking on your dick, but that's the same exotico that say you are strange and you have a fetish, especially a fetish of sniffing cocaine off a pussy. See in the video, what was your observation?
The observation, first of all, she looked nasty, but his face wasn't in the video. It was just her sucking his ugly dick, his small ugly dick, because it wasn't that big. But she wasn't even doing that good of a job. So it was like, I think it's just about the fact that she's young, maybe, because clearly she's not sucking it. She doesn't suck a dick that good. So what is the fascination other than the fact that she's young? And she's whorish. She's sluttish. She looked like she's got, I don't know how many different diseases. It looks disgusting. But even watching her, she wasn't really into it. And maybe that's the difference. I don't know. I just know it looked odd. And it didn't even, you know, there was nothing in it. You know what I mean? I don't know how any other way to say it. It was mm-hmm. just blah. And it's like, it's just about the fact that she's white and young with blonde hair.
But you know,
and she looked mad.
It's very interesting. You know, at one time, black women allegedly didn't suck dick.
I know, I didn't.
And remember what your mother said?
Yeah. My mother said, she said, that it was nasty. So women don't do that. And you know, she used to say, you couldn't pay me to do that. No telling what you were doing. But anyway, she just said that it was nasty. So that always stayed in my mind. And I think I didn't start doing it maybe probably until my mid-20s or something, because then again, I didn't have sex until I was 22. So I think when I was dating this guy named Anthony that was black, and he was my first, he was my first, and it took for him to break up with me, then I started doing it, and I learned how to do it from watching porn, because I was like, if I'm going to learn how to do it, I might as well learn how to do it by watching porn. But even then, it was kind of like, ooh, let me be quiet about that. I do this. You know what I mean? And I would still hear my mother talk shit about women that do that, because her friend used to do that. And I used to side-eye her like, well, your friend do it. But you saying it's nasty and shit. How do I know you're not doing it? You got to be doing it. So, you know, there was that whole stigma with them old bitches about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the meantime, they were the biggest hoes, as we have discussed. In the group. So,
well, you know what's very interesting is that I also learned from porn about sucking dick. And the movie that I learned from was actually Deep Throat. And I learned from Linda Lovelace. Because remember, she had a tickle or something in her throat. So she was sucking the fuck out of them dick. So, but through that, in porn, I always seen white bitches sucking dick. Okay?
Yeah.
I didn't see black women very often sucking dick unless it was a white man's dick. Okay? So in my head at that time, I believed, okay, that's a white girl thing. That's a fetish. To suck dick. And if you can suck a nigga's dick, you can do a lot of shit. Because there's only white bitches that suck dick. Okay? And I remember growing up, my grandmother and them, every time my brother and them was with some female, they'll say, oh, she must be sucking that dinky good. And I learned that growing up. Because that was considered a fetish. And with my older brother's wife, they didn't have respect for her at all. So they thought she was a slut bitch. And they already knew and they believed that she was fucking white bitches and white motherfuckers. So they believed that behavior. Or if you were a black woman that sucked dick, then you were considered a whore, harlot, slut. You're just what's on
yeah.
the food. You think the bitch wearing red lipstick and red fingernails. That's who the fuck
yeah.
you were.
And, or you were wrote about in one of two short songs. Let's not forget Saba. Saba was known all over
Saba.
All over San Francisco. Everybody knew about Saba. And I remember
did
when
I
heard that,
you?
I was just...
Didn't I tell you Saba worked at Safeway across the street at Diamond Heights?
You did. You did. Everybody
When he came out with Dear Yvette, my cousin's name is Yvette. She knows Too Short. And my other cousin had me cracking up because she said Yvette called him up and was like, you talking about me? So let's move back to Saba, the hair Saba. When I seen Saba, I said, oh, she seemed cool as fuck. But she was a mixed looking chick. Okay?
Well known for
and
her head skills.
That's what I'm talking about. But that was a particular type of energy and woman and black woman. Black women, it was taboo.
It sure
was. Because the bottom line is this. I was doing it in high school. My boyfriend at the time was 21. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning shit from him, and I'm thinking, okay, if I can like get this down, I'll be the bitch. Because I knew that was freak nasty. I knew I would be viewed in a certain way, which I was, which later on in life I didn't like it because
mm-hmm.
it was a disrespect. But funny. When the millennium came along, then you had all these little young white girls from junior high to high school with this whole shit going on. And I don't know if you remember that. They were either having anal sex or they were having oral sex. And it was this big thing because these little white girls from junior high to high school was getting syphilis in their mouth because they were going around sucking all of these young boys' dicks. And then that, in the early millennium, that's when you start getting these little teeny boppy movies that were really grown. I think
yeah.
one of the movies was Kids. It was a movie called Kids. And they were all fucking. And then it was this dude who ended up having HIV, one of the teenagers. And basically it was showing how in the white energy, see, they're not talking about that some of them white kids from the early millennium and the 20th century were getting
mm-hmm.
HIV from each other. See, that's kept on the low.
Mm.
However, it was a big deal because these little white girls were going to these little parties, sucking dick, but doing rainbows, meaning there were different lipsticks, all these little white bitches, and then they'll sit up and be sucking one dick and then to make it look like a rainbow by using the lipstick. Did people forget about that? In the 90s, you had me and the rest of my girls who were out there fucking, so we were fucking grown niggas, not little boys, not high school niggas, but grown niggas who is teaching us how to suck dick. Okay? Which forced us into being loose-ass bitches and sucking dick like that. But which was very white girly. I'm just talking about the Bay Area. I'm just talking about San Francisco now.
Mm.
So we got to talk. But then, even fucking with Fred. And I'm looking at all them niggas. I don't give a fuck. Fred, Eric, Marcus,
gay
niggas. Uh-huh. Fucking what? bitches. And I didn't even know they were like that until one of the girls that I used to hang with said, that's all they do is fuck white bitches. Then come back and teach me the fetish that they were doing all along. Some of this shit starts when we were young. And then as these niggas get older, Tom?
Now I was going to ask you about the sex offender. The sex offender was dating white chicks too?
Fuck yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, so the girls that...
I didn't think he even dated a black chick.
So the girls that he assaulted, were they black or were they white?
See, that's a part that's very interesting because the one girl that I seen him with, she was Hawaiian. So I will assume that the majority of them were Zydeco. You know, I will assume. I mean, I'm just kind of lost for words right now because you're bringing up something and it's making me think.
He got a bunch of kids, right?
A couple.
Do you know if they're
But even the chicks he had babies by, they wasn't black. I think they were like Asians and shit. But check this shit out. Now remember, because you know, before I knew he was, you know, full of pedophilia and shit, Fred had a conversation with me about him because remember I told you last year he got caught up again, allegedly, from what Fred was telling me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, this is where it gets fucking interesting because I say, hey, he called me a while back talking about he wanted to hang out. Then Fred says some more fucked up shit to each other. I don't see why, you know, his girlfriend's fine, nigga. But he was with. And it's not a talk. So because I'm black, I'm what?
You're not fine. You're not
worthy.
So
niggas
you're
got
not
a
fine
lot of fucking nerve.
Don't they? I said, don't they have a lot of nerve?
So they're under all of these rituals and taboos and fetishes and then put that shit on us. A pretty pussy. A pretty pink pussy. It's not
but
a black woman.
But, you know, it's also embarrassing because they have no chill with how they say shit and how it comes out, and it's like it's just always an embarrassment, and it doesn't even have to be that way. It's just like when we were talking about, I see that as station that is not for everybody to know about. You know what I mean? It's the same thing as like I was telling you with wigs and weaves, how white and Latin dudes. They don't know when I have a wig on or when I have a weave, right? I can literally have one hairstyle one day and come back and make, oh, I like your hair. They didn't know anything about us wearing no wigs and weaves. It was black men that call us out about wearing wigs and weaves and shit. Otherwise, we don't know shit about what we're wearing. It's the same thing about our bodies. You know what I'm saying? Why are you making us feel a way about our bodies, making us feel like our bodies are ugly or whatever, when over here it's appreciated? And I think I discussed this before, and I just remembered I had mentioned to you that a white man or a Latin man, they just see pussy. They don't give a fuck about what it look like, how it looks. They just gonna fuck it. They don't, or eat it. They don't give a fuck about what it looked like. It's only a black man that will make you feel a wave about your body. And that ain't cool. And then, you know, we hold that and carry that around. It makes us self-conscious and shit. But you don't have that outside of your race. But, you know, black men will go and say this about other women and say, oh, well, their pussy is beautiful or their ass is whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And talk shit about us. You know what I mean? And it's like, you don't have to do all of that. You don't have to do all of that. It's unnecessary and uncalled for. So
we're going to close out now. I'm closing now. This is Weird Renegade Witches Blog. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done. Sandy, do you have any ending words?
I do. Stop with all that bullshit. That's my ending words. Stop with all the bullshit. Because it's like, just do you.
Real
stay
shit.
In your lane.
Real shit.